This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage and breakdown of the jailhouse phone calls between Stefan Stearns and his parents. We're playing them in order for you, video by video. Stefan is charged with the murder of Madeline Soto and also child exploitation. Child exploitation charges, going to be an impossible one to beat, as there's photos of him abusing her. The murder charges, he's trying to fight. Don't look all too good, though. This next call is reflective, religious, philosophical. Stefan talks about the Bible, about patience, about Jesus. He wants to believe he's being tested, not condemned. Got a surprise for you, Stefan. His parents play along not to humor him, but to stay close to him, to keep some part of him alive, if not physically, then spiritually. His mom brings up the Book of Romans. His dad makes jokes about vending machine coffee. This is what spiritual bypassing sound like in real time. Trading hard truth for hopeful language just to survive the day. As we listen, let me know what you think in the comment section on YouTube, and be sure to press subscribe if you're new to the channel.
Hello again.
I'm not sure if it's his phone number or the system, but, you know, I'm picking it up on the second ring and it disconnects.
Interesting. Yeah, it's probably the system. Yeah. They're janky.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got, as of the beginning of this call, I've got like $13 left in the debit account for calls and like $2 left in my commissary. So.
Okay.
What was I saying before? Yes. Patience and faith.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep repeating that mantra to myself every day. Patience and faith. Patience and faith. No matter what, patience and faith. God will see me through.
Did you get glasses?
No. I'm still not 100% convinced that I actually need them. The times that I was squinting down at the paper, I had just woken up from a nap or I had not slept that night. So it was probably just my eyes had not gotten going or were just strained and bleary. Because, I mean, I'm reading books now, and, you know, the distance I'm reading them at, I can see the text fine. So I'm going to hold off on the glasses for the time being.
All right.
Romans is all about God's forgiveness for you, so read Romans.
Yeah. Right now I'm reading through Exodus, which is all about God's deliverance from hardship and having faith in Him.
Yeah.
So I'm putting a lot of my hopes on the deliverance aspect. I've asked for forgiveness, but I'm hoping for deliverance.
Well, I will tell you as a Christian that the Old Testament is pre-Jesus, and Jesus is the only way you're going to get to God, and you only get to God through talking with Jesus. So I would get rid of Exodus and start at the beginning of the New Testament.
I pray to Jesus as well. You know, I pray to God, and I, you know, with these things, I pray in the name of our Lord and Jesus Christ.
Yep.
I pray to Jesus for forgiveness as well, and ask Him not to strike my name from the Book of Life.
Okay.
It's just I talk to God a lot, and, you know, things have been bad. You know, I've been suffering a lot here, but I think of it as a test of faith. I just have to endure this and survive it. And, you know, things have taken a very grim turn, obviously, but, you know, also things do get darkest just before the dawn, and I sincerely hope that I will have a dawn, but
well, it can't get worse, can it?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm sure things could always get worse.
I don't know what's left.
Different population.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about Charlie just said.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, I guess murder one is about as bad as it can get, and the death penalty is about as extreme as it can go.
Yeah.
I don't even know what method they use down here.
What?
Lethal injection, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's not so bad, right? You go to sleep and then you go to heaven.
Yep.
Oh.
So, I wonder if they still do last meals.
I think
meals
they give you a special
hyper.
You get what?
Del Taco?
I was thinking more like an entire Little Caesars pizza, some Mexican candy. 2 liters of cherry Coke.
I don't think you get a Little Caesars. You may get a frozen pizza, though.
No.
No, they get you what you want.
I don't know.
I think within reason, you know.
I thought you were going to tell them to ask your mom to make her death by chocolate cake for you.
Well, you know, just one of those is enough to show your chocolate quota for the year.
Yeah.
Well,
done. But, in lieu of a chocolate cake, it'll have to send up, it has to raise to go ho-hos or something.
Yeah, ho-hos, that's not bad. Or some zebra cakes.
Yeah. I asked your attorney today if we sent the hard candies that you like, the Mexican candy and the coffee-flavored candies straight from Amazon, if that will be allowed. And she said sometimes they allow things, seasonal stuff to be sent through, but she'll check on it.
Okay. Well, that'd be worth checking into.
Reminder of that. And it's not coming from us. It's coming straight from the distributor.
Yeah, I'm sure the hard candies would be fine. Probably not the lollipops because of the sticks, but certainly, you know, hard candies like the Pulparindo hard candies or the Revulsiditas, those are probably, if they would allow things like that, those would be the most likely because, you know, obviously I get hard candies through commissary anyway.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're tired of root beer hard candy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'd like to try the Jolly Ranchers or the Sour Fruit Balls, but those always seem to be an unauthorized item, which I think means sold out or out of stock, so. On this last order, though, I got some more spicy peanuts. I got some more coffees. I think I've got like 28 coffees left now. So I'm good on that for at least another week or two. And I ordered...
How do you heat it?
What's that?
Hey, pretty too.
How do you heat it?
Well, the sinks have a hot and a cold tap, so if you let the water run for a little while on the hot tap, it'll actually get warm and then... I mean, not hot, not steamy hot, but sufficiently hot to have some warm coffee.
Oh.
So I just dump it in there, and then I let the water flow into it, and I've got, I usually save over some extra paper spoons or whatever from meals that I didn't need them for and use that to stir it.
Okay.
I ordered, on my last commissary run, I ordered a couple of seafood items. I ordered a pack of mackerel. And I ordered the sardines and the hot tomato sauce, but they didn't arrive. I guess it was out of stock.
Okay.
I figured, you know, what the heck, I'll give it a shot. Maybe I'll like them. Anyway, the mackerel arrived, though, and it's a fillet of mackerel in soybean oil.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it might actually be decent. Got good protein, though.
Yeah.
So, I'll get that, and who knows, maybe the sardines, those would probably be fillets as well, if I had to guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It probably won't be the whole fish, not like anchovies are sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'll keep trying to get those, because I want to try them out, you know, put them on a saltine cracker or something.
Yeah.
That'll work.
All right.
Yeah, you know.
You get hot chocolate there?
No, I do not get hot chocolate, I don't think. I've looked at the drink mixes and I haven't seen any hot chocolate.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, I got some fruit punch beverage mix. and that's pretty good. For about $4.60, I get 8 pouches, and each of those pouches is good for 2 servings in these little 6-ounce cups. So it's, in reality, it's like 16 servings.
Okay.
So that's actually a decent deal. So that's basically what I've been doing, just getting coffee, hard candy, then saltine crackers, and then every once in a while I'll splurge and get some spicy peanuts, or like I did this time, you know, got the seafood stuff, and I even got a couple of curry cheese danishes.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I'll splurge my special treats.
What brand of danish is it?
Clover Hill.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a bear claw chip.
They must get it. Yeah, that's a school food service company.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff is like these sort of off-brand, like the spicy peanuts are from Moon Lodge. The hard candies are from, like, Corner Store Candy, things like that. It's all distributed through the Keith Commissary Company out of Missouri, I guess. But it's actually, you know, some of these things are actually pretty good. The Moon Lodge snacks are very good. They have this buffalo blue cheese ruffle chips. I tried those on one of my last big splurges, and those were actually surprisingly good. And their sour cream and onion chips are actually very good. Some of the best sour cream and onions I've had.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
No salt and vinegar, huh?
No, unfortunately not. No salt and vinegar, and no all dressed. No Zapp's voodoo chips, nothing like that.
Yeah.
You should, if you never tried the Zapp's voodoo chips, by the way, you should get them at the store. They're really good. They're like crunchy terracotta chips.
We've had them.
Oh, yeah. They remind me of all dressed. I just got a little bit of all
the. Our taste buds are kind of changing. A lot of stuff we just doesn't taste good to us.
Yeah, my taste buds have changed too, honestly. When I first got here for the first week, I wasn't able to eat the food, and it's funny how eventually your body forgets what good food is supposed to taste like.
No, eventually self-preservation kicks in and you just eat what you get.
Yep, you get hungry enough, you'll eat anything, and then I'm able to eat, you know, a lot of the stuff now, including the vegetables that are just bare vegetables without anything on them. Bare broccoli, bare cauliflower, bare carrots, you know.
Look, you have to understand that with your blood pressure problem, they're not giving you any salt on that stuff.
Oh, no. I'm getting the normal trays. They took me off those diet trays.
Okay.
But they don't put salt or butter on stuff anyway because, you know, that would be too good, you know. They don't want to make the food taste good. They don't want people to want to be here. You know, if the food is actually decent, and you know, there's not much incentive for people not to come here when they're homeless or desperate. Not that it matters, because homeless people are getting thrown in jail anyway. If the Florida legislature passed a bill that made it illegal to camp in public places or sleep in public places, so these places have become mental hospitals and homeless shelters.
Well, Trump was right when he called DeSantis the sanctimonious.
Yeah, that guy's a...
The man thinks he's a little god now.
No, he definitely is a goose-stepping little dictator who tiptoes around in high-heel shoes and is sinking the ship that is Florida.
The only thing he did good was support us during COVID.
Well...
And that was just to give the middle finger to Washington, basically.
Well, everything else he's doing is seriously undermining civil, constitutional, and human rights.
Yes, it is.
So I've not been happy with what the party's been doing down here for a long time.
Well.
But,
No.
It's unpleasant talk, though. I don't want to talk about the sad ass.
Hey, do you guys get to vote in there?
You can petition to have your rights restored to vote, but I'm not sure exactly how that works. I read something about it in the inmate handbook. But I'm not sure, depending on what, it might depend on your charges or your levels. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Anyway, so what's for dinner, guys?
1 minute remaining.
Oh, we had some ravioli.
With Parmesan.
Okay, that sounds nice. I can't believe it's 1 minute left already. This is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I might not be able to call you back in another 15 minutes. I'll try, but if you don't hear from me next couple of days, I'm much closer to the officers now so they can get around to me. I'm not on the other side of the pod anymore where it takes them longer to get to me and ask for the phone back.
Okay.
All right, but I'll try again in 15 minutes.
All right.
A couple of days, okay?
Okay.
Okay, love you.
Sorry,
bye. All right. What did you get out of that one? Tell me in the comments section. Stefan's preoccupation with deliverance, not accountability, is something that we hear a lot of in there. He's desperate to frame his story as something that's not happening to him, not something he created. Some sort of test from God. Makes the call heartbreaking is his parents' participation in that framing. Not out of malice, but out of love. Love that doesn't yet know where to put itself when faced with the possibility that their child may have done something unforgivable. Faith in this moment becomes both a comfort and a crutch. That's what you lean on sometimes when life, or if life ever throws you something this traumatic your way. Let me know what you think in the comments section. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case and the many we cover right here. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast. She was a doting mother, the kind who baked cookies, made the best homemade Halloween costumes, and never missed a PTA meeting. The perfect mom. Until the police found something buried in the backyard. A secret she kept for years. A secret she thought would never come to light. The neighbors gasped. Not her. She's so nice. But people forget. Monsters don't always look like monsters. Some wear aprons. Some tuck their kids in at night. And some hide their darkest deeds in places they think no one will ever look. If only someone had heard the warning signs, had recognized the patterns from an eerily similar case on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If they had only subscribed to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, they could have listened ad-free before anyone else and saved themselves from baking cookies with a serial killer. Instead, well, they won't be RSVP to this year's PTA meeting. Subscribe now to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts.